No, I've got to go first to win.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak with James here?
Yeah.
Yeah, hi, it's Elliot calling from MMA Legal, calling in regards to a Scottish redress claim.
Yeah.
Is it a good time to speak at the minute?
I'm driving it out.
Yeah, I can call back if you want. When's the best?
Yeah. What's that about?
So I'm calling in regards to the Scottish redress claim for the abuse of in care. Yeah.
Right, aye.
Do you want me to call back in like an hour or?
No, I'll call you on landscreen.
Oh, perfect. No worries, yeah. So basically, all I need to do is confirm a couple of details with yourself, like take a brief statement that we can look at getting this, you know, like claim sorted for you. Just to confirm, I've got your name, I'm not too sure if it's like my face, it says James McKinley at the moment.
Oh, it's James McKinley.
It is James, yeah, no worries. And, sorry, and the best email address that I've got for yourself is james1888@hotmail.co.uk.
No,
yeah.
Put it at james1867.
Yeah.
At iCloud.com.
That's that. Just one moment. Perfect. Can you just confirm your door number and postcode?
Postcode is NL52HJ.
Yeah. No, sorry, the door number for your address.
21
SBD present, yeah?
SBC die.
Yeah, perfect, thank you. And can you just confirm your date of birth as well?
4378.
4/3/78.
That's the one.
Yeah, brilliant, thank you. So, what age was it that you was in care?
Yeah, I was
around 14, 15. Around 14, 15 years old. Do you know the reason why you was put in there?
Yeah, it's just basically not for going to mainstream school.
Yeah, just for not going to school and things like that.
Aye, just getting a bit of
bother. No, no worries. So, do you know what your mother... well, obviously, if you've been 14, what was your mother's name at the time?
Margaret McKinley.
Margaret McKinley. And your father's?
Andrew McKinley.
Andrew McKinley. Perfect. And was there any siblings who went into care at the time, or was it just yourself?
It was just myself.
No worries. Do you know where it was that you was first placed?
Yes. First I was at an assessment centre in Kildross. Then I got sent to St John's, Glasgow.
Assessment centre in Kinross, and then it was St John's in Glasgow, was it?
Aye. It was Kildross. Yeah.
Sorry, how's that spelled, sorry?
C-A-R-D-R-S-S.
How long was you in the assessment centre, like a few months, or...?
I was in there a couple of months, then you sent me to St John's.
And how long was you at St John's for?
2 years.
About 2 years, yeah. Anyways. So, do you remember your address before you went into care, like your mum's old address at the time?
18 Frederick Street.
Number 18?
18 Frederick Street.
And whatever you was that?
ML5 2EZ.
Yeah. Perfect, yeah, thank you. Brilliant, thank you. Yeah, so obviously we won't go into too much like detail, but we could just explain a little bit about the abuse that you did experience. Did you experience any at the assessment centre, or was it mainly at St John's?
Oh, it was mainly St John's.
Yeah, no worries. Could you just tell me a little bit about that then, sorry?
Yeah, it was basically, it was about a wild child, so used to lock me in my room.
Yeah.
About whatever they're doing.
They used to lock you in the room and what, sorry?
Just like the other kids do whatever they were doing.
Yeah.
There was this one guy called Harry. He's a bit creepy. testicles and that.
Okay, great
to
know that, yeah.
And every time I went for a shower, he was always hanging about watching me.
Was that a member of staff, was it?
Aye.
Yeah, right, okay. Sorry, just one moment. And he used to, like, stand in the shower as well when you was there?
No, I used to stand and watch me.
Yeah.
Never ever really...
Sorry to hear that. Yeah, no course as well, like I say, it is a difficult thing to be fair, and sorry to hear that as well. I know that it doesn't make it any better, but I know without saying John, to be honest, everybody that I speak to has very similar stories about, you know, what's happened and things like that. Yeah. No, of course, I can imagine, to be fair, like you say, it's not exactly his subject, is it? I have made a note of that for you anyway, like I said, obviously with that. Was there any other kind of, like, physical abuse? Did he ever, like, try, you know, like, would they restrain you and, like, hit you and things while they're restraining you?
No, I never tried trying to hit me, friend,
like,
yeah.
He
just grab me.
Did he ever, like, restrain you and things like that, though?
Aye.
Yeah, no worries. Oh, so like I said, by the sounds of things, you know, definitely it is obviously a case to be made. And just so you're aware, when we're making these cases, it's not like we are just pitching at straws or anything like that and just hoping that you're going to get some money back or anything. With these cases, providing that you have experienced some form of abuse, which just from you telling me now on the phone, you have obviously experienced some, then the case will be successful. We're not claiming directly from the homes. You know, many of them have shut down already. This compensation will come directly from the Scottish Government, as they're the ones who are liable for funding this neglect to begin with. Just so you're aware as well, they have already started paying out on these cases. The average claim is anywhere from around £42,000 to £68,000 at the moment. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like saying, you know, and I know that it wouldn't make her... You know, it's no, like, compensation for what's happened or anything like that. It is awful what's happened, but, like I say, there is quite a lot of money that's obviously being paid out to people at the moment. Just to confirm, you don't suffer from any type of, like, terminal illness or anything like that, do you?
Terminal illness? No. I've got type 2 diabetes.
No, that's fine, not a problem. Yeah, no course. And can you just confirm your local GP surgery?
It's Waverley Medical Practice in
Coatbridge. Medical Practice, Coatbridge, yeah. Perfect. So to be completely honest, but all we do need to do now, obviously, I understand that you're driving at the moment, so it might not be right away, but we do just need a proof of ID, so like a driver's license, passport, something like that, and also a proof of address as well, so like any kind of utility... Sorry? Hello?
Hello, you hear me?
Yeah, sorry, I can hear you now. Are you okay?
Nah, I'm alright. Good to send the ID to you.
No, I was just... Yeah, so what I was going to do is I'm going to send you a message on WhatsApp in a moment. I'll get that sent over now, and if you can just... What we basically need is a proof of ID, and then also any proof of address that's dated within the last... 3 months. Well, anything like a bank letter or something like that, as long as it's dated within the last 3 months, and that'll be fine. What I'm also going to do is I'm just going to send a form over that we need you to sign. It'll only take literally 20-30 seconds or so to sign, to be honest. And once that's signed, that'll give us the authority to contact, you know, like the local authorities and get all your files and things like that from them. Yeah. No, so I understand you obviously are driving at the moment. When would it be best for me to call back, give you a chance to obviously, like, get those documents and whatnot?
Do you hear me?
Sorry? Yeah, so you just cut out then. What did you say? Yeah, perfect. Yeah. So I'll get the form sent over now then. Yeah, I'll get the phone sent over now and I'll give you a call in around 15, 20 minutes, all right?
Right, no problem, mate.
Perfect. Speak to you then. Thank you.
Thank you, bye. Five.